One thing backers of the streetcar want to emphasize is that it is not something out of a Judy Garland movie. It's not an 1890s trolley. The streetcar would instead be a fully enclosed, short string of rail-like cars powered by overhead electric wires and glide on a rail built into the street, like this streetcar in Portland, Oregon. But it's taken some selling to get Milwaukee on board.
Hi everyone, we're going to get started.
A Milwaukee business group, the Westtown Association, recently allowed Mayor Tom Barrett to make another pitch for the streetcar. Barrett told the group that federal money is there for most of the construction and early operating costs. For several years, the streetcar would just be in downtown and on the city's near east side. Barrett says, like with Governor Walker 5 years ago rejecting dollars for high-speed rail in Wisconsin, if Milwaukee doesn't begin building a streetcar system, the money will go elsewhere.
It could go to the Cincinnati streetcar. It could go to the Salt Lake City streetcar. It could go to the light rail in St. Louis. And again, of course, it will then produce zero jobs in Milwaukee.
Barrett says building the Milwaukee streetcar would create about 700 construction jobs and a smaller number of transit jobs later. He also says the streetcar may eventually be extended to other parts of the city, but the downtown and east side have the greatest population density. This morning, a coalition of large businesses, including the Manpower Group, Johnson Controls, and the Marcus Corporation, released a letter supporting the project, adding to those already cheering the streetcar.
The beautiful Pabst Theater, one of the treasures of the universe.
That's recording artist Jim James at one of nearly 200 shows the Pabst hosts every year. Pabst Theater CEO Gary Witt says the streetcar would run a block or two from his venue and help businesses build a more engaged downtown community.
The greatest change agent in the city of Milwaukee is participation. It's no longer rich guys. It's no longer loudmouth radio hosts. It's participation. It's how people use the city that predicts the changes of the city in the future. And the streetcar is a beneficiary of that, or as a result of that, I should say.
Witt clarifies that he means conservative talk show hosts on commercial stations. Those hosts have teamed with a few conservative aldermen to try to block the streetcar. Alderman Bob Donovan says he doubts having a streetcar would make Milwaukee a better draw for tourists and younger people.
I have to laugh at that argument that somehow having a 8-mile-an-hour fixed track streetcar is going to attract millennials, is going to attract young professionals to Milwaukee.
But Donovan and a conservative taxpayer group that helped Scott Walker get elected Milwaukee County Executive almost 15 years ago said this afternoon they're still short on collecting the thousands of petition signatures needed to force a binding referendum in April on the streetcar. So the conservatives are expected to try to delay by 3 weeks most of the streetcar-related items scheduled to be before the Common Council tomorrow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.